الأذان والقلوب عندهم مصدية وقلوبه على نفسه الحلال ما أخذ وما حرم يزيد ما شرع والأمر ما قضى الخلق خلق والأمر أمر وهو الله الرؤوف الرحيم ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في محكم التنزيل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يعد الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الدنيا دار من لا دار له ومال من لا مال له ولها يجمع من لا اخل له وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يا ابا سفيان جئتكم بخير الدنيا وكرامه الاخره وكما قال عليه الصلاه والتسليم انا لبل العلماء الكرام respected elders and my beloved brothers in Islam. All praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who through his infinite grace and mercy has bestowed us one and all with his great wealth of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in iman. May Allah ta'ala take us away from this world of iman. May Allah ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyam with those with perfect iman. If a person happens to study the Quran passionately, then most definitely he will arise at this conclusion. Allah Rabbul Izzat has not warned us or cautioned us about anything more severe than how Allah Ta'ala has warned us and cautioned us about the supreme horror of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. At times Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refers to this day as Yawm al-Deen, the day of recompense. At times Allah Ta'ala refers to this day as Yawm al-Jam'i, that day when you all gather together. At times Allah Ta'ala refers to this day as Yawm al-Haqqa, the day of resurrection. In various places of Quran Allah says Yawm al-Fasl. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ إِنَّ يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُ مُجْمَعِينَ يَوْمُ الْجَزَاءِ يَوْمُ الْقَارِعَةِ يَوْمُ الْحَاقَّةِ يَوْمُ الْوَيْلِ يَوْمُ الْخُسْرَانِ يَوْمُ الْفَوْزَانِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا يَوْمُ النَّجَاةِ يَوْمُ الصِّدْقِ يَوْمُ النَّارِ إِخْلَاصٌ. This is where a Sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam and he says, أَرَاكَ الشِّفْرَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, it looks like old age is catching up with you. According to authentic riwayat, you're plus minus 19 white hair on the blessed head and beard of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to him leaving this world. The answer was very clear. شَيَّبَتْنِ الْهُودُ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Indeed, it is a frightening description. Allah Ta'ala makes mention in Surah Hud regarding this day of resurrection that has caused my hair to turn white. So today your hair and my hair turns white out of various other reasons, at times perhaps out of stress, at times perhaps out of anxiety, depression, volatility in the market, whatever the case may be. The hair of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned the color because of this very same day when you and me will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will have to give account for whatever actions we did on the face of this earth. Another place in the Quran, Allah ta'ala refers to this day as وَأَنْذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, that this day indeed is regarded as a day of remorse and regret. Why? So much so, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they jannati, after he entered into Jannah, triumphant, he's now in Jannah, he'll also be remorseful and regretful at the fact that the time in this world he was unmindful and neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this is with regards to a person that entered Jannah already, can there be any word or language that can express the condition of that person that leaves his world without this iman? Let Allah ta'ala save us one and all. So indeed, my beloved brothers, a day of true regret, a day of true remorse. And if a person happens to ask someone prior to leaving this world, like, brother, what is your regret now in leaving this world? They should tell you, you know what, I never leave sufficient education behind for my kids, or I never leave sufficient money behind. Let this person die if you had the opportunity of speaking to him and now ask him, brother, is your regret still the same? That now that you haven't left sufficient education behind for your kids, your money for your spouse, your family, Allah Ta'ala says, no, ya waylata laytani, wa ya lila, Allah Ta'ala says, مُقَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِ. If only I wish in this world I could have prepared myself to enter into Jannah. يَا وَيْلَيْتَنَا أَتَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَتَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. If only in this world I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then a person also that day will reflect, he will contemplate, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. But his reflection and contemplation will be of no avail and no use on this day. So one of these days, one of the names of this day is يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَى, a day of regret. Another place in Quran Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ السَّبِيلًا.
Mufassirin have written that this verse was revealed in the era of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam regarding a person by the name of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ith. He was a very high profile person, and he was a very staunch enemy of the Muslims, and he used to travel extensively. One day he came back from one journey, so he invited all the high profile people of Makkatul Mukarrama, and amongst the high profile people he invited our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, out of courtesy, accepted the invitation of this person. And you must understand that the Arab hospitality is a second nature, so to say. So when the meals were being presented, Nabi alayhi salam did not partake of the meal. So this person asked, O Nabi of Allah, why aren't you partaking of this meal? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, until you not bring iman in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not partake of this meal. So now a person who is passionate about entertaining his guests, he thought also, let me just recite the shahadat, my guests will be happy, everyone will be happy, we all go home. So he recites the shahadat. After he recites the shahadat, Nabi alayhi salam becomes happy, he eats, everyone eats, and the whole crowd disperses. Now his friend comes, his intimate friend called Ubay bin Khalaf comes to him. And this is the topic I would like to mention today. That is the circle of friends that time, especially now in this week, in the coming weeks, things are open. And a person needs to make certain decisions with regards to our kids' academic studies, but brothers, let us not extend our vulnerability in causing some harm as far as the Islamic studies are concerned. One other mentioned earlier, this is the week, there are verses something to say also, one prominent leader, his grandson became a Christian because of the school he attended. So my point I'm trying to make is that our academic studies of our kids in front of us, but at the same time, let us see the circles, the friends, the environment, where they're going to, will there be some sort of deficiency in my child's iman or not? And wallah brothers, this can only be verified at the time of a janazah of a particular person. If there's pious people that attended the janazah of that man, goes to show what circle of his friends he had. Okay, on the other hand, yes, you had some ties with some ministers, some political people, and yes, they gave you a state burial, and yes, your outfit was made globally. But it is not one person in a gathering. There's not one person at gathering that his iman can be, his ameen can be accepted, or he can draw the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then unfortunately, you have been debarred from totally. So the same friend comes to me and tells him, you know what, I heard you accepted the shahadat, and I heard you accepted iman. He said, no, this is just a passing statement I made. I had a guest there, I want to make him happy. I did not abandon the religion of our forefathers, I'm still with you. And now comes the aspect of peer pressure. So our children will also endeavor. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us in the right of Bukhari, al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi, that is often a man will travel on the pattern and the thinking of his friends. That is why, O my sahaba, be selective when you are choosing your friends. And brothers, be selective when you're choosing your house also. Many of us will first buy a house, we'll invest, then after we look for the masjid and madrasa. See if there's a masjid in a place first, see if there's a madrasa in a place first, see if there's some family there that can remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a pious scholar once said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَحْفَدُ لِرَضُ لِصَالِحِ وَلَدُهُ وَلَدُ وَلَدِي وَالدُّوِرَاتِ الَّذِي حَوْلَهُ. But the piety of one person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him, his family, and the entire neighborhood also. So let us look at these things before we make an investment. Nevertheless, this Ubay bin Khalaf, he comes to his friend and says, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I am convinced you are a Muslim. I am convinced that you abandoned the faith of our forefathers. The only time I will believe you, if you go and spit in the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this now, this is now peer pressure. Our children go to school, and now this. Even sometimes a person undertakes a new job, he has to undergo the so-called initiation process. He's so sick in society that a person has to succumb to evil for him to gain recognition and to belong to a particular clique. So he goes now, and he goes on to that face which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixes in qasab in the Quran, qad nara taqalluba wajhi. He goes and takes, he goes on that person's face which Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and says, lana shamsu wa lil afati shams, wa shamsu khayru min as-sama. Then one is you people have the sun, we also have the sun. Your sun rises and gives light to half the horizon, while the latter is in darkness. The sun and the radiant and the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives bright 24 hours a day. He goes and spits on their face. In other words, he has to say, oh my friend, I salute you. Oh my friend, I honor you. Oh my friend, I have not abandoned the religion of our forefathers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints a picture. The day of Yawmul Qiyamah, certain Muslims will be placed in the fire of Jahannam for a limited period of time as a purification process for the rights which they have violated against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when they will be placed in the Jafai of Jahannam, the kuffar will look at them and say, Ma'awna ankum imanukum. In the world used to tell us that, yeah, that success is with you, Jannah is with you, doom and destruction is for us, Jahannam is for us. We denied Allah, you accepted Allah, yet you're on one platform here. Allah Ta'ala, when the statement will be made, Allah Ta'ala will get so angry. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Allah says, do the kuffar think will ever equate them to the believer? So when the statement is made, Allah will order every single recital of the kalima to be taken out of the fire of Jahannam. And when this will happen, when this by the mere utterance of the kalima, Allah Ta'ala will order one of them to be removed, the kuffar will look at each other and say, رُبَبَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ If only we have recited the kalima once also, today we wouldn't have been in this calamity, today we wouldn't have been in this situation and position. Now can you imagine Uqbah ibn Abi Mu'ayth? He recited the kalima, he befriended his friend, he took the advice of his friend, what is the condition of him? You say, Allah, ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulan qalila. Oh Allah, why did I ever meet such a friend of this in my life? Actually, now I'm also doomed to destruction by listening to him. There's nothing else for me to say. I only have one thing that will grant me satisfaction. Rabbana, Rabbana atihim dirfihim min al-adab wal'anhum la'anan kabira. Ya Allah, you give this person double of my adab. Allah giving double of my adab. Al-aqillahu yuma'idhin ba'dum li ba'di al-adu. On that day, my beloved brothers, every friendship will be severed and turned into enemies, except that friendship made for me to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the words. Another place Allah says, فَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَأَعْتَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى This verse was revealed regarding Walid bin Mughira. He sat in the company of Nabi alayhi salam, listened to the discourses of Nabi alayhi salam. And he started getting affected, you know. But sometimes a person comes into deen, and we also start, obviously, teeing him, say, brother, take it easy, why are you acting so radical, etc. So this brother came and said, you're sitting in the company of Nabi alayhi salam, what's that to you? Have you accepted Islam? He says, no, I'm just listening to the discourses of Nabi alayhi salam, I'm quite eloquent in the Arabic language. And this I can tell you for sure, this is no sort of poetry or anything. This is divine revelation, let me tell you. But when he speaks about Akhirat and Jahannam, it really affects my heart. And yes, I have thought of leaving or abandoning the life of evil and rather opting for a life of servitude towards my Creator. The fact that it's not easy, don't worry. Whatever adab and punishment he's talking about, you pay me every month, year, I'll just sort it out for you in Akhirat. It might seem like a joke, but it's reality. How many friends we know, he got involved with so and so, he got involved in adultery. He got involved in such and such circles, he ended up gambling, etc. So nevertheless, Walid bin Mughira started paying his brother every month. After a while, he said, I can't pay him also. Allah revealed the verse, أَفْرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَأَعْتَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى فَإِنَّهُ عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ فَهُوَ يَرَى Look at this foolishness of this man. He didn't even know his own outcome, his own adab, his own punishment. He's taking money for sort of someone else's punishment and adab. So this is it, my beloved brother. And the next question is then, who should we befriend? Who should we keep as our friends? Who should we associate with? What is our circle regarding? Allah says it very clearly in the Quran, لَا يَتَّقِذَ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُدُوَ وَلَعِبًا They don't befriend such people that has hatred for your deen, that throws mockery to your Quran, for your Nabi, and has hatred in their hearts for you. It's easy, it's simple. Many a time today you enter these functions, etc. Our functions cannot be concluded without the presence of kuffar. Allah knows what the reason. We're not saying cut your relationship off with them. We're not saying cut your business transactions off with them. لا تساكنوا مشركين ولا تجامعون فمن ساكنوا مجامعون فهو منهم. Very simple. Don't entertain yourself with them. Don't go out and socialize, etc. Whoever does so, you'll be resurrected to them. Don't be just like them. There will be no difference. So then the next question now is, then who should we make our friends? Who should we make our friends? And I say, from Allah. Make your friend Allah. Make your friend Allah. The very Salatu Islam says so beautifully, وَكُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا قَلِيلًا غَيْرَ رَبِّي لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا If I had the opportunity to befriend anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have befriended Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. But there's no place in my heart. In this heart of mine, I have no place other than Allah. ليتك تحلو والحياة مريرة وليتك ترضى والأنام غضاب Oh my Allah, let my relationship with you remain sweet even though it becomes bitter with the entire masses also. Oh my Allah, let my relationship with you remain happy even if the entire society becomes angry with me. فإن صح كل مدد Oh my Allah, if you are happy with me, what do I lack? But if you are not happy with me, what do I have? So my beloved brothers, make your friend Allah. Nabi Salatu Salam taught us so beautifully that three qualities distinguishes a good friend. the quality situation. Number one, man dhakarakum Allah ru'yatahu. The husband of yours, when you look at him, reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزَادَ فِي الْعِلْمِ مَنْتِقَهُ. The husband of yours, when he speaks to you, increases your knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُ. By his akhlaq, by his outer appearance, by his character, by his way, his actions. It reminds you about the day of accountability. Reminds you of the day of accountability. Imagine, a dog is not permissible to keep in Islam except for security reasons and purposes. But imagine a dog, just sitting in the company of seven pious people, ashabi kaf. Allah makes mention of a dog because of the pious people. And today, this is what we are left in, my beloved. You see, because of the social media, WhatsApp, hadiths are coming and going, etc., whatever the case may be, we have lost the outlook and connection with all ulama. And it's getting even worse. Sometimes I think to myself, the way hadiths are coming, Quran is coming, Google is coming, everything we got is on our phones. How come there's no business transactions where we can make a profit coming? That's either that's separate, that's sacred, that's sanctity, that's something here just for me, not even for my father, not for my brother. I need to make a buck here. I keep it, but our hadith is doing it on social media, this way, that way. Wallah, only heart to heart will affect, nothing else. If a person got a problem with his quota, why don't you go Google and test some quota out? If a person's child got caught, he can't see his quota, go on Google and sort it out. Deen has come to that stage now, my beloved brothers. See, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah, he enjoyed the privilege of performing 60 hajj. He had the privilege of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 99 times in a dream. He had the privilege of completing the Quran 6,000 times. He says, وَحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. He said, I love the pious, yet I cannot claim piety. لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُنِي صَلَاحًا. But Allah, by me sitting in their company, something will surely wrap up. And this is advice for myself also. The today we have cut off all connections. Wallah, brothers. Even to sit you on a Jummah for a Friday for 15 minutes has become a mission. I promise you, many masajids in this country that has no talk is the fullest. They have to even extend because they can't cater for the crowd. You don't even hear the Jummah talk anymore. So where have we gone? What is the situation of our kids today, my beloved brothers? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, today we got corrections in this department. We got corrections in traffic fight. 2 o'clock in the morning, with the janazah in our house. We have that connection to get sorted out. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and my beloved brothers, they told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when is Qiyamah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, have you prepared yourself for it? They said, oh Nabi of Allah, we haven't prepared ourselves. So one thing we can tell you, Nabi of Allah, we love you. O Nabi of Allah, we love you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if you love me, then Allah will be resurrected with me on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Sahaba says, Allah, we were never so happy like how we were on that day when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us that we will be with him in Jannah. So my beloved brother, Allah, give Allahumma razuqna hubbak. Allah, Ta'ala, give us the love for Nabi alayhi salam. Allah, instill in our hearts, Allah, the love for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is leading the homes of many, my beloved brothers. And as time is getting closer, let us not put the blame on the volatility of the market, the economic crisis. We ourselves need to check our amal. We ourselves need to check our asr salah, our fajr salah. We need to push ourselves. If we don't, my beloved brothers, there will only be anxiety, there will only be remorse, and there will only be a bitter taste. But if a person comes onto deen of Allah, there's only sweetness and nothing else. Allah give me firstly the tawfiq to make amal, and the listeners to bring to amal.